Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is one of the three candidates that's running for the Iowa House District 47 seat coming up in the November general election, and it's our Democrat nominee here from Rippey in the Green County area, David Weaver, now joining us. So thank you very much, David, for being on.
Thank you, Coltrane. I appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you again for being on here, David. And it's been a little while since we've had you here on Raccoon Valley Radio. So if you wouldn't mind just refreshing our listeners for us real quick, a little bit about your personal background and how the campaign's been going for you.
Well, I think it was maybe January, February was on last. I just announced, and it was winter. And now it's fall. I've been in the combine, actually, started doing soybeans. So I've been busy person. We had an event on, met with some teachers here in Greene County and in Jefferson at the Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson Gardens had a listening post in Grand Junction at the community center there, and I think it was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago we were at Puffer Belly Parade. And
right,
so,
yeah.
Boy, the campaign's really, it's keeping me very busy, and now that I'm in the combine, it's I'm so happy to be harvesting. I love that this time of year, and I love being a farmer, but very, very busy.
Aside from your farming aspect, give us a little bit again about that that background about yourself for those that maybe haven't met you yet.
Well, I graduated from East Greene in 1988. We live in Boone County, actually. Our hometown residence, the mailing address is Rippey. My mother, Mary, was on the school board. Her father, Lee Doris, was a Greene County supervisor back in the day. My father, on my father's side, his grandfather was actually a representative in the Iowa House for Greene County back in 1925. So, And we've talked about politics and government in our family table for a long, long time. So it was not anything new for me to be interested in running for office. And I can tell you that my wife has been one of the best team members, as well as my daughter. My wife, Emily, has been the campaign manager and treasurer. My daughter Ada is a Ogden Bulldog. She's a first grader, and she actually had a soccer match here in Greene County and scored a goal.
All right.
I missed that. I was at the listening post in Grand Junction, so I guess that's part of the sacrifice you make as a candidate. But we're really in this community, and I really look forward to representing the people if I'm elected. So,
well, let's talk about some of the topics that you want to address with our listeners. Most notably, let's talk about the Medicaid privatization that you want to talk about. Address that topic if you could.
I met with Rotary here in Jefferson, and that was the first question that came up. And I've been disappointed with this Medicaid privatization. As I've been knocking on doors, Coltrane, I haven't heard one person say, this is working out for me. There's a lot of patients out there who have been getting benefits through Medicaid, and they're suddenly being denied, or things are being delayed. That's either payments or service or treatment or prescriptions. From the people I've talked to at the doors, it is not working for anyone. And now, the other group of people that I've talked to are the hospital CEOs. I've talked to Joe Smith and Carl Bainey, and they are disappointed with how things are working as well. The payments aren't there. They're coming a lot slower. They're not as much. Back when we started this, the Medicaid was run by the DHS and the state of Iowa, and we were in the top five as far as management costs, and we were in the top five as far as patient outcomes. So I was really surprised when Governor Branstad at the time decided to go to this privatization route. And one of the things I thought to myself, well, okay, maybe privatization will bring some efficiency, but the disappointing thing for me is of the three companies he initially offered, none of them are based in Iowa. And we're an insurance state. You would think that one of those companies could come from Iowa. Now, one of those companies has since dropped out, so we're down to two, and we're going to get a third one at the end of 2018 or beginning of 2019. But the Centene Group, they're out of St. Louis, Missouri, and I haven't heard good things about them either. So I'm disillusioned with this current system.
Any ideas on how you'd like to maybe see that fixed, or some ideas that you'd like to bring to the State House with you?
One of the things that was frustrating for me was this was a unilateral decision that the governor made. So depending on who's our governor after November 6th, if it's Kim Reynolds, she'll probably keep what we have. If it's Fred Hubbell, he'll change this. And what he's talked about doing is changing it back to what we had before, rebadging the current workers, changing the sign on the door, and going back to running it through the state of Iowa. Now, I know management costs through this privatization firm have gone up 12% of the money being used. And back when Iowa was running it, it was management costs were 4%. So depending on that aspect of the election, I can't predict who will win. If I win as a legislator, one of the things I saw in legislation was the oversight aspect. And so I saw when this was first initially done, there was a lot of oversight that these companies had to report back every four times a year, every quarter. But I saw some legislation that wanted to change that to annually. And we need to be doing this at least every quarter, if not much more. If we're not able to go back to what we had before, we really need to oversee these companies.
And then the other aspect that you would like to address with our listeners here, David, on this program is the topic of education.
Well, one of the questions that came up at the Rotary meeting was, would you extend the 1 cent, the one penny save program? And I would definitely do that. It goes through 2029, but I know that schools are trying to borrow up to that 2029. They want to borrow farther into the future, and I'd be okay with that. I know that the voters of Greene County were supportive of the bond issue that recently passed. I know it failed twice and passed this last time around, and I think that was because we got a lot of buy-in from a lot of different people. I'm a real proponent of the community colleges. This district covers Greene and Boone counties, and I know DMAC and Boone is one of those resources that students can go to. Maybe not everyone needs a four-year degree and a pile of debt when they graduate from a four-year institution. I've been concerned about that, the rising cost of education, but I think community colleges offer something that is very important for high school students here in Boone and Greene counties. So I'd really like to emphasize community college and that those trade jobs, because Iowa is a low-wage state and we need to get our wages up higher.
So you see community colleges playing more of a role in helping those high school students possibly get that education and possibly getting their degrees without having to actually participate in the college setting before they end their high school career.
I think that's a good first step. I really do. I think that, you know, you're still at home, you don't have to get all that debt, but you can get some college level experience. There's Regional Academy, I think, partnering with Iowa Central Community College out of Fort Dodge. Yep. To me, that's one of the best aspects of this program. And I think that's one of the reasons why it passed overwhelmingly.
And that's our guest for today's Community State Bank in Peyton Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Democratic nominee for the Iowa House District 47 seat is David Weaver, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.